So I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Hello, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a really special, first of all, I should mention, I am subbing for today's show. If you're an active, terrible two oons listener, I apologize, but they asked for a sub today, and my name is Noah, and that's what you get. We just listened to Drive by Dead Sullivan. I think that's a pretty fun name. More importantly, though, I have a very special guest. I have my girlfriend, Shay. Shay, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Do you have anything to say to the listeners of Medford, Somerville area?
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, I don't really have anything to start off, but...
Stunning words.
Thank you.
From
Thank
Shay. You. Shay is down here from all the way from University of Vermont. Go Cats, as True. They say, back up in the old Mont. That's what I hear they're saying these days. So we made a fun little show tonight. We got some of my tunes, we got some of her tunes, we got some of our tunes, you know, use that plural possessive. And we're going to discuss. I'm sure she's going to say all good things about my music. And
debatable.
It's going to be a blast. So again, my name is Noah. I have a show called Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 a.m. So if you like what you hear, if you like the soothing sound of my voice and the soothing sound of my tunes, feel free to tune in. I will be happy to have you. It's always fun to have new friends. All right. Let's listen to some more music. All right. Bye, guys. Okay. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. We just listened to Dallas by Glass Beach, and just before that was Birth of the Super Cult by Shintaro Sakamoto. Sakamoto, excuse me. That first song, I don't know, I just think it's really funny. I'm partially playing for the bit, but also I just think it's got kind of that groove about it. Shay, what are your thoughts?
I really liked it too. You played this one for me in the car, and I remember you were like, you have to listen to this. And usually when he says that, that means he's going to play something really, really bad. He's looking around the room suspiciously right now. But I really, really liked it, and I was excited when he chose to play it first. So
the best part is the minion voice that comes on.
Oh, I was thinking about Dead Sullivan. No.
Oh, no.
The minion voice.
We're talking about Birth of the Super Cult.
I see. This one, I don't know. This is not Noah's regular show, but I don't know if Noah, have you mentioned your listening patterns when you study to your regular show?
You mean how normal they are?
He listens to one song when he studies on repeat for like hours, and it's frightening, and this was the one from 2 days ago.
Well, it got all my work done. It kind of puts me in a groove. Like, you know how it just kind of keeps circling back and your head is bopping to the minion voice and you can hear like the little babies going, me, 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 me.
This is a you thing.
In a language you don't understand, and you're like, you know, this is what life is all about. And that's what I thought. Okay, that next song we listened to was Dallas by Glass Beach. I totally forgot how hard that goes. That was just kind of been rotting away my liked songs for a while. But I listened to it now. And I kind of put it because I thought Shay would have an interesting reaction to it. A car just revved so hard. My God, get a life. but it rocks so hard. It's not usually something I think that's in my normal listening pattern. But my head was bopping. Shay gonna test.
It's true.
I was jamming. I was bouncing. What were your thoughts?
I was not surprised when you said it was like 7 minutes because Noah's also a fan of a good long song. Yeah. Yeah, I agreed. It was not something I expected you to listen to, but I liked it though. Again, I was afraid when he wouldn't show it to me when we were making the playlist. He wouldn't show it to me, and I was like, "This is a bad sign." But I was into it. I liked it.
You know, some people call long songs slongs.
No, they don't.
Some people have said that. I did not make that up. Okay, we got some more tunes to play. Hope you're enjoying. Again, if you're just tuning in now and you're like, "Where is my favorite show?" Where's my favorite show? Terrible Two Oons. I'm just subbing for them today. Hopefully they'll be back next week. Who's to say? If you want more of me, I have a show called Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 a.m. Please feel free to tune in. It's a good time. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, more music. Let's hit the road, but instead of a car, we're going to be listening to some sick jams. Okay.
We'll be right back. Des années de lumière dans
And we are back. We just listened to a few, some would say three, of Shay's music. So I'm going to let Shay introduce slash talk about them. So take it away, Shay Bobe.
Oh, okay. So first, we listened to Snooze by Vivian Eastwood. And then second was Que la Nuit by Junior. And then last, we had
French pronunciation.
Okay. Then we had Johanna by Suki Waterhouse. So Snooze and Que la Nuit were on my Discover Weekly, which I actually hadn't seen Discover Weekly on Spotify somehow. Noah showed it to me. And yeah, I got these two on the same Discover Weekly. I think it was the best one I ever had. And I listened to like these two songs exclusively for about a week on the way to class. And it was like the first week that the weather got kind of chilly in Vermont. And it was the first week I could bust out all of my fun sweaters. Good week. Good week. 10 out of 10. Noah, do you have any thoughts on either of those two songs?
First, I'd like to say I'm an advocate of the Discover Weekly.
True.
Nobody advocates for it harder than me. Spotify, I would say I love you, but you should pay your artists a little bit more. I do like that Snooze song. Reminds me of, like, it kind of gives me, like, a Vivian vibe. I just said that as a, I don't know what I meant by that. No.
You wouldn't be wrong.
I think both for Snooze and Que la Nuit, is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
Que la Nuit. I think they both have, like, a very, like, mellow vibe about them. But mellow, not in like a mellow like Snooze You Lose kind of way, but mellow in kind of like a I am soaking up the vibe like sun when I'm tanning. I don't know what I meant by that. Que la Nuit, I also think it's fun that it's French. Shout out to my good buddy Sarah, who was like, she's like, oh, I'm not fluent in French. She's like fluent in French. Shout out to Sarah. Allegedly, hey. She's listening. Yeah. Everyone say hi to Sarah, but like, through your radio, and I'm sure she'll pick up on your good vibrations.
Surely.
So, hi, Sarah. So yeah, a lot of my thoughts are mellow. I feel like I'm suntanning, but the sun is like mellow vibes and like in a quasi shoegaze French esoteric niche way.
True. I also appreciate the Vivian Eastwood's play on the designer Vivian Westwood. I thought that was fun. And then the last song we listened to was Johanna by Suki Waterhouse. Bonus points because Johanna is my mom's name. Also, fun fact, Suki Waterhouse is actually dating Robert Pattinson, and they have been dating for like 3 years. And that song, it's just a classic for me. I think Snooze and Que la Nuit are some of my newer ones, but Johanna has just, I find my way back to it like every 2 weeks, and every time I'm like, it just doesn't miss. It fits every occasion. It's like the first one I cue whenever anyone gives me aux. But yeah, so it was my go-to for the show today.
I will say my Suki house definitely felt watered after that. I can assure you. No, I'm a big fan of Johanna. I'd say Shay showed me that song.
I did.
It's kind of embarrassing for me. But no, I'm a fan. It's one of those where you're like, bang, bang, you know, I think it's a good driving song.
It is.
Where you're driving in the brisk South Carolina heat, uh-huh. And you're like, let me turn on...
We're both from South Carolina, by the way.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm a big fan of Johanna. I don't know much of Suki Waterhouse's stuff. All I know is that she toured with Father John Misty, which I think is pretty fun.
You did tell me that. That one surprised me.
Yeah. Shay didn't believe me.
No.
Speaking of things that you can hardly believe,
oh, God.
You know, these days I feel like the public is really missing something. The public is constantly wandering around going, where is this? Where is that? What do I do? What do I do? And in moments like that, we need some sort of announcement that tells us a service to commit to. Mm. So without further ado, here's a little bit of a public service announcement, or PSA, as they say. Shay, take it away.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio.
I hope the public feels served after that announcement, and I hope the public will continue to serve after that announcement.
That was a good one.
Thanks. So without further ado, we're going to listen to a real upbeat tune. Hope you guys are excited for some real happy music that we're going to be listening to. It will be happy, and there's only a little bit of crying in the first song. So I keep saying without further ado, but you know, the ado is not further anymore. It's not with us. So let's listen to some Leonard Cohen. Why don't we? All right.
lit a thin green candle to make you jealous of me, but the room just filled up with mosquitoes. They heard that my body was free. Then I took the dust of a long sleepless night and I put it in your little shoe. And then I confessed that I tortured the dress that you wore for the world to look through. I showed my heart to the doctor. He said I'd just have to quit. Then he wrote himself a prescription, and your name was mentioned in it. Then he locked himself in a library shelf with the details of our honeymoon. And I hear from the nurse that he's gotten much worse and his practice is all in a ruin. I heard of a saint who had loved you, so I studied all night in his school. He taught that the duty of lovers is to tarnish the golden rule. And just when I was sure that his teachings were pure, he drowned himself in the pool. His body is gone, but back here on the lawn, his spirit continues to drool. An Eskimo showed me a movie he'd recently taken of you. The poor man could hardly stop shivering. His lips and his fingers were blue. I suppose that he froze when the wind took your clothes, and I guess he just never got warm. But you stand there so nice in your blizzard of ice. Oh, please let me come into the storm.
Reach out.
all the ones who came before you, ponder what is right. You and I, in defiance, speak out, speak out. The conversation they afford you, wisdom of the wise. You and I, in defiance. And I come from conscience where there is no conjugation. I would rather be flower than the ocean. And I held myself as something of an innovation. I would rather be devoured than be broken. All my life I tried so hard to separate myself from all that is and was and will be torn apart. You were running unafraid. Change my way, you know I take it all to heart. Home is where you called my name. I've gone as far as the eye can blame.
Okay, we just listened to Reach Out by Sufjan Stevens and Angelo De Augustine. And just before that, we listened to One of Us Cannot Be Wrong by Leonard Cohen. I think that's one of my favorite Leonard Cohen songs in general. I have many thoughts about it because also Father John Misty does a pretty mean cover of it, I will say. I was talking about this with Shay, and then I was really split at first between which version I liked better, and I think I said it on the Father John Misty version. Shay, what were your thoughts?
I said that I think I liked the Leonard Cohen version better, except his like little crying section at the end. I like Father John Misty's rendition of that better. I don't know. The Leonard Cohen one just kind of like, it's a little too unsettling for me.
Would you say that Father John Misty's tears were a little more misty for you, and that's why you liked them?
Can I take my headphones off now? I'm done after that one. I quit. I'm out.
I actually really like the Leonard Cohen crying. I think it feels very raw. Mm. Not to be annoying, as I often am, but I think critics and fans alike can agree that whichever one, you know, Leonard Cohen, Father John Misty, they both know how to sing a darn good tune. I can say that. That's Sufjan / De Augustine song. I also really enjoy it. It's from their album Beginner's Mind, which I believe every song is based off of a movie. I could not tell you what movie that one was based off of. Other than that, it simply goes hard. Shay, what were your thoughts?
I hadn't heard this song before. I really like Sufjan Stevens, and I hadn't heard this one. So it was...
You're a Sufjanite?
You could say that. You could say that.
Mm-hmm. A Stevenser?
Sure. Multiple names.
Mm-hmm.
But no, yeah, I really, really liked it. It was very, very peaceful.
Shay mentioned earlier in the show that I tend to listen to songs on repeat as I study and do work. And that is another one where it just puts me in a real grind set.
Oh.
As it... Excuse her.
You invited me.
It puts me in a real...
This is your bad.
It puts me in a real grind set, I would say, to do work. I was in Tate in Cambridge, and I was listening to the song. Shout out to Grace. Grace was with me, too. And I was chugging along, and it really was good. Okay, we got a few more tunes to play. Hope everyone is enjoying the show. And we're going to keep it going. We got two more of Shay's songs.
True.
Like that alliteration, everyone. Shay songs. And we'll be back to you guys shortly. All right.
Make you the person.
we just listened to two more tunes from Shay. Shay, do you wanna walk us through the tunes? Do you wanna take a stroll through the songs that we listened to? A song stroll, a strong?
Yeah, I don't like what you called it, but I'll do that. So, okay, first we listened to Superstar by Pretty Sick, and then after that we listened to Crying All the Time by Alexandra Xavier. The first song, Superstar, this song was on, like, the recommended for all of my playlists. It was, like, the first one recommended for absolutely all of them, and I just never clicked on it for some reason. Finally, one day, I was like, whatever. And it's just so good. It's had a hold on me ever since. This has been...
I think the moral of that story is that Shay will succumb to peer pressure if you try hard enough.
Okay, moving on from that. Yeah, and also about this band, Pretty Sick, they recently released an album, and I was super excited about it because I really like four or five of their songs now, and I listened to the album, and I was like, this has potential to be really good, and I didn't love it. To be fair, it was, like, really heavy music, and it was, like, 2 a.m, and it was not the vibe, but, so maybe I'll give it another shot another time.
I think we should add some context to that as well.
I don't think we should. I think I know what you're gonna say.
So, Shay... I am constantly telling Shay, reminding her, that the album of the year was Black Country New Roads, Ants From Up There. Yeah. Literally the album of the year. Shay hasn't seen The Vision yet, but she will.
But Shay, I've tried. I've listened to it twice, to be very kind.
But Shay was like, I'm going to find the real album of the year and let it be known. She has not found anything that's topped
Black this Country New Roads. Still tops it, to be fair.
She has not
it's
found
just
anything,
not album of the year.
She has not found anything that tops Black Country New Roads, album of the year, Ants From Up There. The moral of the show is that after the show, you should go ahead and listen to Black Country New Roads, Ants From Up There, which is the album of the year. Period.
And my second song was... I like cutting him off. I think it's fine. My second song was Crying All the Time by Alexandra Xavier. This is another one of my go-tos whenever anyone lets me play music. I would say it's one of my favorite songs of all time, honestly. It's from the album The Archer. Absolutely no skips. Did I already say I found it my senior year of high school?
I don't remember.
Okay. Again, I mentioned this before with the song Johanna, but this is one of the ones that I just find it every month, and then it's the only thing I listen to for like 48 hours straight, and then I'm like, okay, put it away for a little bit, and then I always find my way back. But
it's like a yellow brick road of sorts.
One could say.
I personally really like that song as well. I don't really have anything funny to say except that I really like ends of songs that are like big climaxes, and it really felt like a diagram of a story, the way that there was a climax there. Mm-hmm. You know, when like English teachers in middle school are like, it's like a mountain, you have the rising action, the climax. There was a climax there for sure. And
but I like the bass is so consistent throughout it.
I also liked that. I liked her voice a lot as well. I think it had a lot of je ne sais quoi power to it that I really liked. Did you like that French?
I did, but Noah thinks that je ne sais quoi is one word spelled J-E-N-E-S-E-Q-U-A.
Okay, to be fair, I do that for the bit.
I don't think you did.
I do.
Because I told you it was a French word and you went,
I knew it was a French word.
Okay, then you were lying.
It doesn't sound like me. Anyway, so we're about to wrap things up here in the old WMFO studio. Again, if you missed our intro at the beginning, my name is Noah. If you really wanted to hear the end of Terrible Tunes, I'm sorry, but they couldn't make it today, and so I'm subbing in with my girlfriend Shay.
Hey.
Shay's been providing us with some lovely commentary.
Thanks.
Really enjoyed having her here. I hope the Medford Somerville area listeners also enjoyed having her here.
Surely.
Enjoy her music. I enjoy her words. I enjoy her presence.
Oh.
So we got one more song for y'all. We're gonna go, it's an old classic for Shay and me. It's Runner by Alex D. It came out this summer. It's part of Alex G's new album this year, God Save the Animals. Definitely recommend. Excellent album, just very quintessential Alex G. I love it. It is fantastic. And Shay, do you have any final parting words?
I've enjoyed my time here. Have been thinking about doing a radio show at UVM, and I think this has convinced me. This has been a really, really good time. Yeah, I like forcing people to listen to the music of mine in my car. So being given a public platform is dangerous for me, and I would like to venture down that road. Yeah, thank you, Noah, for having me. And yeah, I think that's all I have.
All right. When Shay gets a radio show, haters watch out.
True.
The haters will be crying.
Shaking.
Actually. Shaking. All right. Anyway, this is Noah and Shay, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's some Alex G. If you want to listen to more of me, tune into Foxtrot 2 a.m. every Wednesday. It's going to be a really good time. It's going to be me and music. And Alex G is right now. See you all Wednesday. Terrible Tunes. We'll be back next week. All right.
And when I think of people I look up to.